First of all, I'm joined from Ballinrobe by Liam Horan. Liam, good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
Good to talk to you. Tell us how you got involved with the whole New Frontiers initiative.
Well, as you probably know, I run a business called Clean New Careers, and about a year ago, we got an idea for developing something in the careers market. In short, to help students make an informed career decision before leaving school, or make informed decision about subject choices. So I would have been familiar with the programme and with the work Maria and Tony are doing in Castlebar, in the Innovation Centre, the iHub. And I went to the steps that Maria talked about there. I applied for phase one, got through that, got on to phase two, which I'm just completing now. And it's a very useful programme. No matter what level of your experience, whether it's your first time starting a business or whether you've been in business before or you've worked elsewhere before, because it takes you through the steps of starting a business in a very logical and sequential way, rather than going at it a bit randomly or based on a hunch, you know.
The fact, though, that you have to knuckle down to it full time, was that an advantage or a disadvantage?
It was an advantage, actually, for me on two fronts. One, it made me knuckle down full-time to the idea to give it the best chance. And secondly, it was actually good for my existing business as well. It made me sharpen up systems and ways of doing things in my existing business so that it could operate without me, for 95% of the time. And so in that regard, it brought two great benefits. And the second one was an unexpected one. I thought it was going to be tricky to try and, you know, set it up fully so that it could be, you know, delegated to other people and that kind of stuff. And we have a very good team, so that helps a lot. So, yeah, a huge advantage. I think it's a very important part of the programme that you commit full-time. Yeah. I think they're entitled to ask for that level of commitment as well.
And I know you can say an awful lot about the actual, what you're developing, because it's still, as they say, in the oven. But is it an exportable commodity?
Yes, we're at beta stage, as it's known. We have devised our platform to be exportable, and that's one of the things that New Frontiers do encourage, that, you know, is there a big market for this and can you easily do this? So we have made decisions with what we're doing that would allow us to export quickly as opposed to getting bogged down in the Irish market, so to speak.
Yeah.
So yes, it hopefully will travel abroad very soon.
And if it reaches its full potential, will you be employing people?
Yes, absolutely, both in a staff way and also some subcontract work. There'll be people we will need to fulfil certain parts of our service, and they could be based anywhere, here or in New York, and so to speak. And the good thing about that is that it would open up opportunities for Irish people who are specialists in this area to do work overseas as well. So, and any business obviously takes administration people as well, and people to keep the show on the road at the hub level, kind of. So
yes,
there's a lot of potential, and that's something that New Frontiers A, require, and B, promote throughout the programme.
Last question, Liam, which is basically that, you know, we often get people calling the radio station saying they have a great idea, they don't want to tell anybody about it, they want to patent it, and they want to go into business. But they forget about they go from, sort of jump from A to P and then on to a Z. And then when you say to them, look, you've got to pull back the reins and you've got to do your market analysis, you have to sit down and talk about the whole process of business setup, they tend to lose interest and they say, I'm not going to get bogged down in all this red tape. What do you say to the sceptics out there who say that these kind of programs are far too slow?
I wouldn't agree. I think nearly everybody who's on the program would say that after doing the 6 months, there's still more to be done. You know, it's very easy to scribble an idea down on a piece of paper, but to actually make it, you know, to check what size the market is, how you're going to reach it, how people are going to pay you, how they're going to hear about you, all these are the things that people who might invest in a business want to know. And a lot about modern-day businesses getting investment so that you can reach your potential. And investors won't give investment to poorly formed business plans, and they are very keen on people having come through programs like this. So
yeah,
I would say it's very important.
Very good. Well, listen, best of luck with the new idea, and hopefully it makes you your third million.
Thank you, Tommy.
All right, Liam, all the best.
Thank you.
That's Liam Horan there from Schlieh Nua Careers.